I don't think we're lacking confidence. I just think some of the decisions that were made today played into West Ham's hands and their game plan. We want to keep the ball, yes, but in the right areas of the pitch. We can't expose ourselves to the counter-attacking in the way that we did today by giving the ball away and players receiving the ball in the wrong areas of the pitch. You know, football players are very intelligent players and people when it comes to making good, quick decisions. But today, what we did today, or what we should have been doing today, seemed totally different to everything that we've been set up to do. And that lacks intelligence, and that's a massive concern. But confidence, no. You know, if we're getting the ball off the goalkeeper and we're prepared to accept that responsibility to some opposition at times, then it shows a little bit of confidence. But then the next phase of play has got to be somewhat better, or we'll get smashed and smashed and smashed. But the calibre of opposition today really, really punished us, and probably should have punished us more severely. And I think if they hadn't taken the foot off the accelerator in the second half, we could have been looking at maybe double figures, and that is, it's scary when you consider that.
David Perkins and Jim O'Brien come on in the second half. Are they ready to maybe start a game on Monday? Would you consider that?
I'd consider it, because at this moment in time, I'm juggling balls, if you like, or spinning plates, and I don't consider them to be ready. You know, I wanted to probably give them 20 minutes today to sort of give them a little bit of a lung opener. But it'd be harsh on David Perkins and Jim O'Brien to expose them. But they might play. They might well play, because we maybe have to give them the game time and make sure they're 100% ready for the what could be a really tense finale. But it's no different than any other season, is it?
Looking ahead to Blackpool, it's going to be another tough one, isn't it? It's maybe going to be a similar challenge to this, an ex-Premier League team.
Definitely. Resources, being able to spend money, recruitment is key. You know, the boy they recruited from Swansea, Dobby, we tried to recruit him. Absolutely no chance. But then you see, in a short intake of breath, he goes to Blackpool. We know where the players are who can improve us. We know what we're doing in recruitment. But you've got to be able to compete to recruit. And Blackpool are using the resources that they well earned in the season in the Premier League to try and get re-promoted. Blackpool haven't gone back to the previous way that they got promoted by spending the lowest budget in the league. They've made sure that they're spending the money that they've earned. So it's quite simple football. It's about recruitment and recruiting the right calibre of player. But we're not magicians, and the players aren't magicians. And I'll have to forgive the players and myself for this performance today, but we weren't good enough, and we're not good enough to compete against West Ham when they're at the best. And they turned up today, like Sam had suggested during the week that they would do, to win all six games that they've got remaining. And they're more than capable of doing it when you consider the players that they've got on display. £5 million for Kevin Nolan. He's a player who gets you promoted, never mind the wages that he's demanding. So we're a million miles apart. So, yeah, I can beat myself up, I can beat the players up. But I'm not a magician. Absolutely not.
Well, you say you're not a magician, and just one final question. I mean, Ricardo Vaste has scored today. You know, he's put in a performance. That looks like a very different Ricardo Vaste than the one we maybe saw at the start of the season. I mean, you can take a lot of pride in what you've done with him, and you can do that again with other players, can't you?
We can, yeah. He's the first one into our office. We can. But it doesn't give me anything to grab hold of and sort of say that what we've done so far has been successful. It's not been. You know, this, I don't consider this successful. I don't consider, you know, the possibility of retaining our championship status successful, even though it would be job achieved. But you know, wow. Ricardo, good player. We give him an opportunity. He helped us. All the best to him at West Ham.